Cambridge, Mass, Harvard women's soccer has two more road tests ahead as it faces crosstown rival Boston University on Thursday, September 3 at 6:00 PM ET, and Alabama on Sunday, September 6 ET in Tuscaloosa. Last time out. The Crimson cruised to a 4-0 win over Fairfield for its first win of the season before tying Syracuse last week. Against the Stags, the Crimson stormed ahead early with two goals coming in the first 7 minutes of play. Jasmine Leshnick delivered the first strike off a Crimson corner for her second goal in as many games. Brooke Hewlett added another goal just a few minutes later to put the Crimson up too. The two goals were the fastest two goals scored by the Crimson in a game since 2015. Harvard went on to score twice more as Molly Vanna and Camilla Rinaldo each recorded their first career goals. In goal, Nicole Bidden and Olivia Busby shared duties and combined for the clean sheet while each making two saves. Then on Sunday, the Crimson battled with ACC foe Syracuse to a scoreless draw. Harvard finished with an 18-16 advantage in shots and generated 9 corner kicks to Syracuse's 6, but ultimately couldn't capitalize for a goal. Bidden and Busby again combined for a clean sheet and 6 saves. Busby made 4 saves in the second half, including denying Syracuse's Vicky Jones penalty kick in the 89th minute to preserve the draw. Following last week's results, the Crimson sit at 1-2-1 on the year, starting fast. In its first two matches last week, the Crimson successfully generated offense early. Against UMass, Olaf Kristensdottir tallied the first two goals of the game in just 13 minutes of action. Kristensdottir became the fastest player to score two goals in a single game since Midge Purse 17 did so against Yale in 2015. Then against Fairfield, the Crimson scored 3 of its first 4 goals less than 17 minutes into the game. Harvard's first two goals came within the first 7 minutes to mark the fastest two goals in program history since that same Yale game in 2015. Player of the Week. With 2 goals and an assist in a 3-match week last week, Jasmine Leshnick was named the Ivy League Offensive Player of the Week. It was the first weekly honor for the Crimson 2026, as well as the first of Leshnick's career. First impressions. The Crimson's freshman class has played a strong role on the pitch already this season. Brooke Hewlett has the most points of any Harvard player through 4 games after generating 2 goals and 2 assists in 174 minutes played. Molly Vanna and Camilla Rinaldo both had collegiate firsts last week by scoring against Fairfield. Claire Kessinger and Lou Ruffian will be consistent contributors throughout the season, having already made several appearances and starts this year. Olivia Busby and Nicole Bidden, both newcomers, have looked strong early as they've split goalkeeping duties. Scouting the Terriers. Terriers have gone 2-3 through their first 5 matches to start the season. After dropping its first match of the year 1-0 to Northeastern, Boston University bounced back with a 5-1 win over UAlbany. Most recently, BU picked up its second win with a 3-1 defeat of San Francisco. Jaden Schultz leads the Terrier offense with 7 points off 3 goals and 1 assist and has 5 shots on goal. Bridget Carr and Jill Humphreys have split the goalkeeping duties this season. Carr has 8 saves in 2 starts, while Humphreys has 9 saves through 3 starts. Scouting the Crimson Tide. Alabama has started its season undefeated, going 6-0 with ranked wins over number 21 Memphis and number 15 TCU. The Crimson Tide has most recently logged back-to-back 3-0 wins over Troy and South Alabama and will face Samford on September 3 before welcoming Harvard. Larkin Thomason leads Alabama's offense with 13 points on 6 goals and 1 assist, with 5 of her goals coming on penalty kicks. Goalkeeper Maddie Munguia was named SEC Defensive Player of the Week on August 31 after her back-to-back shutouts of Troy and South Alabama. Munguia has 14 saves on the year. Next up, the Crimson return home on September 10 to face crosstown rival Northeastern at 7 p.m., before heading up to take on New Hampshire at 2 p.m. on September 13.